Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 18th edition. 12-game slate on tap for you tonight. Wild night yet again. Tell me if you heard this before. Lots and lots of offense. I think we had at least three teams. The Dodgers might have stopped at nine. We had two other teams go double digits. We had three that made for three of the top five price teams going off, which makes things so much fun when you want Bieber and company. But that's the way things are going right now. Pitching is getting worse and worse. It's almost like it's a real season where September baseball things blow up. But tons of offense, occasional pitching, navigate the minefields. Baseball is fun this time of year. Teams are locking up playoff berths, so be ready for some shorter pitcher outings, some goofier pitchers. There's going to be a lot of interesting things taking place over the next few days. So either tread lightly or be ready for chaos, because that is what's about to ensue some more on the MLB diamond. We have a 12-game slate on top for you tonight, so first off, the housekeeping news. I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. If you want to get in the free fantasy sports DGen Slack chat where guys are chatting it up all the time for all sports, just hit me up. I'll get you up in there. If you'd like to give a rating review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. I appreciate all the kind words you guys are giving me on Twitter. It's awesome. If you guys want to give a rating review on iTunes, that'd help a ton. Also, if you want to watch the video form of this, it's on my Periscope, or go to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Give it a like, a share, all that good stuff. And if you want to join the RotoBaller Premium Network, use promo code Bubba for 10% off. Gets you in the premium Slack chat, all the tools, all the good stuff they have over there. Now, to the 12-game slate, it's going to be fun. Some really, really good pitching that's kind of affordable because there's only one guy over 10K who are not playing anyways. There's a lot of bats to attack. We have Coors. We have the Yankees, of course. We have some great spots in that regard. So it should be actually a pretty fun slate. But again, 12 games. You're going to look at the DraftKings thing, and there'll be a 9-game FWBC. That's for the Fantasy Baseball World Championships. They're doing the 9-game slate. They don't do the evening games, where we will do all 12 games because we are like that. Let's look at the totals. White Sox, Reds, total 9.5. Indians, Tigers, 9. Yankees, Red Sox, 10.5. Rays, Orioles, 8.5. D-backs, Astros, 8. Royals, Brewers, 9. Waiting on Twins, Cubs, because Wrigley. Padres, Mariners, 8.5. Again, that's Padres, Mariners game. Mariners at home in San Diego. So keep an eye on that. And then we'll have a few other totals we're still waiting for, obviously, as things continue to come out. But let's get popping. 12-game slate, pitchers. You got Greinke, 10-1, I'll pass. You have Max Fried coming off the IL against the Mets. As much as I want to play that at $9,800, GPP only, because I don't know where he's at with his injury, I'll pass. Because you got guys like Tyler Glass now at $9,700 at the Baltimore Orioles. He's faced Baltimore twice this year. He's averaging 25.5 DK points per start. Coming off a 7-8 and 7K gym, where he gave up four runs but still got you 22 points against Boston. Glasnow's strikeout rate has been outstanding this season. He has seven or more Ks in his last six starts, five or more Ks in every start this season. But over those last six starts, he has basically 20 or more DK points in every start, even though he's managed to give up the long ball, get hit around once in a while. Still getting those strikeouts. He had 13 Ks the last time he faced Baltimore on August 25th, and that's where Glasnow shines. The strikeouts will be there. Facing an Orioles team that you know you can pick on, striking out 23% of the time versus righties, 174 ISO, 326 WOBA, 260 average. Pretty good stuff there, like pretty average numbers for the O's. But the strikeout rate's huge, so Glasnow might give up a little, but with those Ks, he'll get you the 20-plus points more often than not in a good matchup where the Rays are favored to win this game. So Glasnow at 97, outstanding option this evening. A tough one here is Zach Gallen at $9,500 coming off back-to-back doozies at the Giants against the Mariners, teams you wouldn't expect this to happen. Looked a little lost up there. He gets an Astros team that's been letting us down left and right. Great matchups against Lyles and Gibson, and what do? Nothing. So how fitting would it be for baseball in 2020 for an ace like Zach Gallen to take the bump and watch the Astros put up double-digit runs. That just feels like what's going to happen. But if you want to go with just the good pitcher, he's faced Houston once this year, six innings, two earned, six Ks for 17.3 points. Before the last two outings, he's basically been a 20-plus point machine. He's $2,500. You got a Houston Astros team that strikes out 20.5% of the time, 240 average, 161 ISO, 309 WOBA. So, again, they're okay with it. They haven't done much of anything at the plate right now. Altuve's still lost. Bregman's up and down. Correa's lost. Brantley's even gone quiet. Springer's about the only consistent thing they have going right now. So it's been really, really rough with the Astros. So if you want to go Zach Gallen at 95, I love it. I just have a weird feeling about it. He's been lost the last couple of games, but it's a phenomenal matchup for him. I'll be going to Glass now. You got Hendricks at home against Minnesota. We know Hendricks at home has been an absolute beast, so I don't mind him in a GPP, but still have Glass now at 97 is my guy. Or just the stupid value. He's the highest-priced pitcher on FanDuel at 10.5. But on DraftKings, let me know if you've heard this before. Zach Plesac is too cheap, and we did this like two starts ago when he was too cheap, and he absolutely dealt again that day. We're going to go right back to that. Well, yeah, he was $7,600 against Kansas City, got you 21.6 points. He's been 83 against Kansas City, 25.1, 77 versus the White Sox. The algorithm for DK just doesn't like Plesac. Apparently it's the Puka Shells or the White Frosted Tips. I don't know, but DK just doesn't like him. So we'll appreciate the $8,500 price tag, 2.2 ERA, strikeout machine, 5-plus Ks, and all but one start this season. Give it five runs against Minnesota his last time out, but we knew Minnesota was rocky. Prior to that, one earned against Kansas City, one earned against Kansas City, none against the White Sox, 2-0. So two or less in his other five starts outside of Minnesota. I'll take my chances there tonight at the Detroit Tigers, a team we've been picking on left and right with starting pitching, because obviously you should know the broken record by now. They got Bieber dealt against them, striking out over 28% of the time versus righties, with a 226 average and a 290 WOBA. So you guys keep picking on Detroit. Plesac at 85 is extreme value. Paired up with Glass now makes for a heck of a 1-2 punch. If you want to roll the dice with Gallen or Hendricks, you can as well. But Plesac should be in every cash game lineup with GPP upside as well. His ownership will be a little high, obviously, at that price point. So in a GPP, you can justify maybe toning it back a little bit just to be different from the field. But in my mind, the matchup he has, the situation he has, I'm going to roll Plesac out there and I'll be different with a different pitcher or different bats or something. He does so much for your roster with the upside he brings to the mound at $8,500. As you go on farther, though, you could look at Danny Duffy versus Milwaukee at $7,800. Duffy's been actually pretty decent of late. You got a Milwaukee Brewers team. They're at home, which is good. They've kind of been hitting the ball of late, which is weird. Talked with Alex Fast on Twitter the other day. They're like 10th best in WOBA since like the last two or three weeks. But that you just wouldn't know it the way they're not winning baseball games. They strike out 24.5% of the time versus lefties. 200 ISO, 340 WOBA shows they do have some power versus lefties. So keep that in mind with Danny Duffy on the mound. He'd be a GPP-only type situation. But there is some upside at 7,800. Still, I'd rather go to Plesac at 85 or probably slide on down some more in this matchup. TJ Anton, sadly, is up to 7,400. We've been rolling him out there every once in a while, but we will not be rolling him out there tonight. That's for sure. We used him a couple starts back against Pittsburgh. That was beautiful. Not tonight at that price point. So after Duffy, you could slide down. You could try Kikuchi at 66 at home against San Diego. Hope he gets it done there. Jaime Barria is interesting versus Texas. We love to target the Texas Rangers. Barria has been back 5-plus innings in three of his last four starts. He's got you 14 or more in two of four starts, basically 10 or more in three or four. The ceiling hasn't really been there with Barria this year, but the floor of about 10 or more has been there. He's facing a Texas team we like to pick on, striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 2.8 average, 139 ISO, 277 WOBA. So Barria at 65 could be a decent punt if you're looking to get away with it. He'd be my punt of the night. Not the biggest upside, which kind of stinks. That's why I kind of want to play. I kind of want to just do Glass now and Plesac and then make my bats work. There's some good value. I write on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I write the premium values article over there at rotoballer.com, which there's some interesting value. There's some guys that are still a little expensive but priced too low at their production, and there's some nice, nice value as well. So we'll recap the pitching at the end, but mainly Glass now, Plesac is where I'll be planting my flag tonight with a few other guys sitting in there. Moving on to the catcher's position on this Friday, there's going to be a ton of options. 12-game slate, but it depends if you want to pay up or not. You got Travis d'Arnaud versus the lefty Mats at 47 if you want to go near the top. Yasmani Grandal is down to 46 versus Anton is another good option for you on that one. But, you know, GPP-wise, you can do Gary Sanchez at 42 and deep yesterday. Just know he can strike out four times as well. But you are facing Martin Perez. So this is a spot for the Yanks that they could do some damage. Martin Perez has been kind of a smoke and mirrors guy. Has had some good starts, some rough starts. But as a whole, lefty's hitting 272, righty's 344. So you can enjoy that setup. Going below 4K, though, you got some options down here. You got maybe Martin Maldonado if you want a fade gallon. Could be a part of a stack. But Joey Bard at 36 is a potential option. Kevin Plawecki versus Boston at 35, if he gets the start, which I doubt he will, would be a decent value in that matchup. Wilson Ramos at 32 versus Fried is in play. You could definitely take a peek at that. Or you just go below 3K, and there's a lot of them. Hopefully, if like Stevenson gets the start for Cincinnati at 28, that's a really strong value play I like. If Higashioka gets the start for the Yankees, he's 27. Barnhart, if Stevenson's not starting, Barnhart probably is. Barnhart's 26, so one of the two Reds catchers. In against Bob versus Stever. Stever threw 3 2/3 in his only other outing this year. So they get Stever for a short outing, then White Sox bullpen as they clinch the AL Central, I believe, or at least a playoff berth, just a playoff berth yesterday. So that's pretty awesome for the Pale Hose. Other punts, you know, Elias Diaz didn't play yesterday. That was a bummer. Walters is stupid cheap in Coors. He's been really bad offensively, but he's basically free in Coors Field if you need to go that way. So check the lineups. There will be a lot of catcher's value on a slate of this size. Going to the first base position, you got the likes of Freeman against Mats. Lefty-lefty is a nice contrarian play if you're stacking them up. But you can just go to Luke Voit, who homered yet again yesterday. He's 5,300 bucks. He's averaging almost 16 points his last 10 games, four homers over his last three games. Crushing everything. Gets a good matchup versus Martin Perez. He actually prefers righties over lefties, but still a very, very good spot for Voit at 53 in that matchup. Matt Olson versus Webb, not going to probably go there unless it's GPP only at 5K. I just pay him for Voit at that point or save some cash and slide on down some more to the likes of maybe a Pete Alonso on a GPP at 42, somewhat appealing at that price point. But it's like if you're not paying for Luke Voit, I just want to save, go all the way down to 4K and play Jared Walsh at home against Hurgit of Texas and then the Texas bullpen. Walsh has just been unconscious, hitting 415 over his last 10, averaging 16 points over his last 10. He's hitched safely in 9 straight games. He has scored a run and driven in a run in each of those 9 games. The dude's just unconscious right now at $4,000, hitting in the third spot in that Angels lineup from the left side of the plate. Phenomenal play at 4K. The way he's playing right now, he should be up in the Luke Voit price range. So he's a value tonight at $4,000. Just play that one in cash, GPPs, whatever you prefer. A GPP play would be Bobby Dalbec at 37 versus Montgomery. We saw the power of Dalbec kind of quieted down again for 2 or 3 games, but the power is legit. Good matchup versus Montgomery, a left-handed pitcher that can give up a ton of power. So Dalbec at 37 is a good value. Brandon Belt at 35 against Bassett's not too shabby himself. Edwin Rios, first base, third base, in Coors at 3,400. He's homeward in back-to-back games. We know he's there for his power. He gets Castellani in Coors and in Coors bullpen. He's a decent punt play at 34 to get some Coors exposure with the Dodgers for cheap. First base, third base eligible. And then the other guy, if you aren't playing Walsh or you want to play him at third base because he's first base, third base eligible, like if you're in cash or if you're looking for some savings, the boy, the movement we've been trying for a couple of years now, the free Nate Lowe movement has finally happened. Nate Lowe has been crushing it of late, hitting 370 over his last 10 games, averaging 10.2 points, 12-0, 13-26 over his last four. The dude is doing it all, multi-hit games. He's hitting homers. He's stealing bags. He had 3 steals 3 games ago. He's hitting like fourth in the Rays lineup. Fourth or sixth is where they've been kind of putting him. $2,900, super cheap price tag for Nate Lowe versus Baltimore and Alex Cobb. Good ballpark to hit in Baltimore. Cobb loves getting hit by lefties, getting up over 2 home runs per 9 to left-handed pitching. So a Nate Lowe punt play definitely in line for you on this evening. Second base position, you know, Whit Merrifield's always in play with DJ. That maybe went deep again yesterday. He's 56. Really strong look there. Brandon Lau, if you're stacking up Tampa versus Cobb, which is definitely in play tonight, is 5,500. That's a steep price tag, but not too shabby with some of the value we have on this slate. Keston here at 51 has been heating up. He gets Danny Duffy. He's a good price point if you're paying up tonight as well with some power in that matchup versus Duffy. But you can slide on down at second base if you're not paying up at the top. You can keep trying Jose Altuve because his price point's cheap at 37. But you got Ryan McMahon and Coors versus White. He's only thrown 1 inning, so it's White and then bullpen for the Dodgers. McMahon, 3,600. He's worth the look for you. Josh Rojas leading off for Greinke. If you need to go there at 33, you can. I'd prefer not to go against Greinke, but it's there. Rougned Odor in a GPP at 3K. I don't hate that one tonight. But other than that, check your lineups. Second base, kind of a pay-up position if you can. Third base, you know, got Arenado and Coors. That's always a play. LeMahieu again at 56 is strong. Machado versus Kikuchi at 54. We like targeting that. J-Ram had a monster night last night, 42 DK points as he went 4-for-5, 3-run score, double, 2 homers, the works. He's in a smash spot again tonight. He's been really swinging a good overlay, 5,300 against Fulmer in Detroit. Good price point for J-Ram. He's like the 7th price, 6th price, 3rd baseman on the board, so good look for him there. Kyle Seager versus Paddock in a GPP at 49. I don't hate it because I'm not a Paddock guy, and he can take advantage of that. Yoan Moncada at only 47 gets you a bit of a discount versus TJ Anton. J.D. Davis versus the lefty Fried. If you're fading Fried at 44, that's a value. Kind of like Moncada at 47, a little more in that price range. Going down farther, Josh Donaldson's down to 3,800 versus Hendricks. I respect the heck out of Hendricks, so keep that in mind. But good price point for Donaldson in a GPP. Again, if you're looking for value, Edwin Rios at 34, first base, third base. Nate Lowe, 2,900, first base, third base. That Lowe price is hard to pass up tonight in that matchup versus Cobb in Baltimore. Shortstop, you got Story and Coor, who went deep last night, always in play. Lindor at 55. The Indians are always expensive, very inconsistent, but when they go off like last night, that's huge. Lindor, J-Ram, both pricey, both good plays, though, in their situations. You got Corey Seager at 53 and Coors. He had a monster night last night, double homer, handful of points for you, obviously. 5,300, really good price point for Seager in that matchup versus Castellani. Xander Bogaerts at 47, he's been quiet. Good matchup versus Montgomery, though. If you want to get back on the X-Man train, you can. It's just tough, though, when you got Seager and company right above him. Or you can slide on down to a few other cheapies like Adalberto Mondesi at 4,200 versus Hauser. Lefties have gotten Hauser very, very well this year to the tune of a 374 average. So Mondesi at 4,200, someone you can definitely peek at if you don't want to pay up at shortstop. Get back on the Mondesi train at 4,200. Few others for you. Brandon Crawford's been swinging it well at 36 if you need to punt. Jose Iglesias, if you're fading Glasnow at 35. Glasnow will give up some power, give up some runs. So if you want to put some Baltimore out there, you can, because Glasnow should be popular tonight. So 3,500 is a play for you. And then after that, it's just check your lineups for the value. So on a 12-game slate, there's going to be tons of outfield. Obviously, like Betts, yes. Trout's always worth a look, but Betts is a great player. It's Castellani at 6K, phenomenal play. You got Acuna. He's in play. You got Blackman at Coors at 56. You got Lau we talked about. You can go all these directions. They're all looking good. But if you want to save, obviously you can play the guys up top. You don't need my help with that. You got Marcelo Zuna at 49 versus Steven Matz. That's not too shabby. You have guys like George Springer. Like I said, the only kind of consistent thing for the Astros. He'd be GPP only against Gallen. He's at 47. Clint Frazier's only 45 versus Martin Perez. That's a solid look. Adam Duvall versus Matz at 45. We know he loves his lefty. So a couple of good mid-4K guys for you in that situation. Sliding on down farther, Giancarlo went deep yesterday. He's 43 versus Martin Perez. If you want to jump on that train, you can. Just know there's a lot of swing and miss on that train, but he had an extreme amount of power as well at 4,300. The Franomil, if you want to get Cleveland, he's affordable at 4,100. So he's a good piece if you are stacking up Cleveland. Don't forget the Franomil. With that one, Alex Dickerson only 4K versus Bassett. Nice little price point for one of the hotter hitters in baseball right now. You could look at him. Will Myers versus the lefty Kikuchi at 38. That's a discount as he loves him some lefty. Ryan Braun versus the lefty at 36 is very strong as well. Braun's averaging 11.4 versus last 10 at 367, quietly getting it done. Homered in back-to-back games for the Brewers. Loves facing lefties. So Braun at 36 is a decent value. Aaron Hicks is still only $3,600. He's affordable against Perez. Hicks, the switch hitter, so don't worry about that situation. Randy Arozarena at 35 versus Cobb is in play. Raimel Tapia at only 3,400 leading off for the Rockies is a very, very good value. The leadoff man in Coors against a suspect starter and possibly early bullpen at 3,400 definitely has some appeal to it. You got Mountcastle if you're fading Glasnow at 34. He's definitely in play if you're fading them. And then other than that, you're just going to kind of look at value as lineups come out. Guys like Matt Kemp and Coors would be 32. I do like Manny Margot if you're stacking Tampa Bay. Margot's 3,200. He's been getting on base a lot, stealing bases, really getting it done. So he's a good value at 32. even if you want to play Cash as a one-off, he's not that shabby at 32 because Cobb is not very good. So you can look at Manny Margot as a punt play in that one. And then a few others you could peek at. Yeah, like Tyler Naquin's been swinging away. He's like 2,500, 2,600, 25. And then Shogo Akiyama leading off for Cincinnati, 2,400. He's reached base safely in, like, I believe, nine straight games. Hit safely in nine straight games. He's walking well over 20% of the time. Four stolen bases over those last 10. So he's stuffing the stat sheet there. So Akiyama is a decent punt. And then Sam Hilliard's in the Rockies lineup. He's only 24 versus White and company. So you can definitely look that direction. All right, recapping your pitching on this 12-game banger of a slate. You got the guys I'm targeting. You got Glasnow up top at 97. You can look at Fried, Gallon, and Hendricks. They're not bad. More GPP plays than cash, but Gallon would be the closest guy to cash. Just know that he's been off the last two starts. So buyer beware. But Fried, Glasnow, Gallon, Hendricks, all in play up top. But Glasnow is the guy I'm looking for against Baltimore and those strikeout upside. Zach Plesac's my favorite play at 85 because the price is just ridiculous against that Detroit Tigers team. So I'm going to try to get Plesac and Glasnow pairings wherever I can. If you're looking to go cheaper, Danny Duffy and Jaime Barria would be the two guys I'd look to down below, but it's not a very comfortable punt situation, to be honest. When you're looking to stack things up this evening, Cleveland versus Detroit, very much in play versus Fulmer and company. Just know they're pricey with J-Ram, with Lindor. You get a little discount with Franmil. Naquin's affordable. But the big dogs you want, a little pricey in that one, but they've been raking, especially J-Ram. The Yankees and Boston, both in play. I prefer the Yankees, of course. The Bronx Bombers just crushing everything facing up against Martin Perez. But you can't really hate on the Boston Red Sox, even though they're inconsistent at the plate. Good matchup versus Jordan Montgomery. But give me the Yanks in that one. Tampa Bay against Baltimore, I like it a lot. Lots of value. Margot's cheap. Lowe's cheap. Lowe's expensive. Meadows is expensive. But you can mix and match. You got Sessugo. You got Choi versus Cobb. A lot of ways to attack him. But Nate Lowe at 2,900. Margot at 32. Two really nice pieces of value. You have Coors Field, obviously, in play. Dodgers, Rockies in that one. So don't be scared to get on that. There's some value we mentioned. Plus the big boys up top. you got Milwaukee versus Duffy. You could look there. Kansas City versus Hauser as well. So the Kansas City-Milwaukee game, not one I'm running to target in a big, big way. But there is some definite value in that situation. A few others in this one. You have the Angels versus Texas, especially Walsh at 4K. You want to get in on that. You could go San Diego versus Kikuchi. But the main targets, it's a broken record right now. Cleveland, Yankees, Coors. But then Tampa Bay swinging in there could be very, very nice with some maybe late-night hammers. The Giants have been red hot. Bassett's been good, but the Giants have been red hot. If you want a little late-night action, I don't hate it at all. So that'll wrap it up. 12 games in the books. Hope everybody has a great weekend. One more week of baseball with you next week before the playoffs. Again, if you need anything, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. Hit me up over there. If you want to get in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, just give it your email. If you give a rating review on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. Also, go check out rotoballer.com. You can watch the video on Rotoballer's YouTube channel. And join the Rotoballer Premium for 10% off the package of your choice with promo code Bubba. You get the Rotoballer Premium Slack chat. You get the tools and all kinds of other articles and good stuff over there. But more importantly, everyone have a great, great weekend. The weather's hopefully nice for you. You get to maybe get outside and walk around a little bit and do some fun stuff. There's all kinds of sports, like college football, NFL. You got the U.S. Open golf, all kinds of good stuff going on. But good luck tonight. Good luck this weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.